Hi, Luis. Happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line. I'm the area manager. She wants me to get you the details of the service, answer any questions that you have. I know Tara does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Just the only question that I have so far is just pricing wise, so I can see if this is going to work out for us or not.
Yeah, perfect. It's designed really for one job to offset the cost of the service, especially with the new in business rate. Tara does want me to apply that, and it's actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's going to save you 50% every month. It's not like a promotional or introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. As long as you choose to keep the service, it brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. That $299 is the exact amount. No hidden taxes, no hidden fees. Of course, you're not paying for leads because it's not a lead-based service. You're not going to get a phone number and then have to chase that number down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. You'll simply get more phone calls directly to you. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there a website for the business or not currently?
No website.
That's okay. We don't expect all of our clients to already have a website. In fact, we do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have one, they've got an old one, they're trying to build one themselves. Our job ultimately is not just to put you on the first page. Of course, it's to make sure you're getting phone calls, jobs. So we know a website's going to really go a long way towards helping you not just get more phone calls, but a higher quality call. Obviously, someone who called you after seeing your website saw something that they liked. So they're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. Now, if I can get my supervisor to include a website, with that 50-mile service there, this is a comprehensive package. I mean, it does include social media. You'll be on the first page of Google, on the first page of Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, even Facebook paid ads. And in fact, it does come with a landing page, like a one-page website for our clients that don't have one. But if I could get my supervisor to allow me to do a website upgrade, then it would be a custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. We would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. If I could get that website included, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you and kind of get your phone ringing?
So the only question I came up with, so you say I'll be on the first page, but what number would I be?
So that's a great question. I mean, obviously, we're going to be promoting you for every keyword and search phrase related to the roofing and construction services that you provide. Your placement's going to vary depending on the search phrase itself. Let's say someone types in roofing contractor near me, and then they come back after lunch, they type in roofing contractors near me. They don't even realize they did that. But that might mean even something so small as the addition or deletion of an S, and certainly for different keywords and search phrases, it might mean you're in the second spot versus the first spot or the other way around. The whole point, though, is to get you on that first page for the keywords related to your services. As long as you're on that first page, I mean, we get the results all the time for every industry, for every area, and it really stays pretty consistent. There's no significant difference if you're on the first spot versus the fifth spot or the third spot. As long as you're on that first page, as long as you've got a website and some good reviews, you are going to get phone calls. And, of course, when you're on that first page for all of your services throughout your service area, it does mean that you're going to get those calls directly to you. Now, this is strictly for residential. You're not looking for any commercial clients whatsoever, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, I did just a second ago get confirmation from my supervisor approval for that website upgrade. So it would be a custom website. Now, I know that you're the manager. You're kind of in charge of marketing. Is this a decision that you can make on your own?
Yes.
Perfect. Did you have any questions for me before we get that started for your company?
So you said $299?
That's correct. It's actually 50% off. You're going to save $300 each and every single month because you are a young company. Now, it's not going to balloon up on you later on, even if you keep the service for years and everyone says, well, of course, they've been around for 10 years. That's an established business. Your rate would still not go up. Even if we raise our prices, I've been with the company myself for almost 13 years. In fact, April 17th, just a few weeks away, that will be my 13th anniversary. In that time, we've raised our prices twice. The last time was probably about 6 years ago. Even if we raise our price, whether it's $15 or $50, your rate would never go up. It would stay kind of grandfathered in at that flat rate of $299. It is, like I said, a flat rate. It is an exact amount. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Simple, straightforward pricing, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50, that same flat rate would always apply, exactly $299. Now, with the website, not only are we going to build it, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included as well. Now, you'll, of course, get a detailed reporting and tracking system. We call it your client dashboard because you can do a lot more with it in addition to seeing exactly how much work you're getting. You can make changes. You'll have access to a website editor tool, so you can make changes to the website on your own, and whether you're making those changes or whether you just want us to make those changes, there's never going to be any additional cost for that, okay?
Okay.
And are there existing photos already for the work done?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm really interested in it. I just like a little time to just really sit down and think about it. Like, it's most likely going to be a yes, but is there any way you guys can call me back around? It's noon here, so I don't know if you can call me back around, like, 3, 3.30.
So you need about three and a half hours?
Yeah, I'm running through an estimate right now, and then I got to go back and do some paperwork. So,
okay.
Like, 'cause I just need some time to think about it, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Is your thought press kind of your thought process, is it more like how much work the business can handle right now or what the budget would allow? Or do you have any additional questions for me?
No, just it's just one of them decisions. Is it something that we're willing to do for the company, or are we fine the way we are, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I talk to business owners all the time. You know, they're not necessarily looking to hire more people. They've got, you know, enough word of mouth and things like that. I mean, it's not designed for struggling or starving companies, and it's also not going to inundate you with more work than you can handle. But especially for your services, one job that wasn't going to find you otherwise is more than going to offset the cost of the service, even for many months. So if you can take on even a little bit more work here and there, I mean, even just having a website alone and branding your business for people to see it, I mean, you might get a referral, you might get referred to by someone who's used your services, but they might not know your phone number. So that person looks you up, they don't see anything, they can't find you, they find somebody else, they end up calling somebody else. You definitely don't want that to happen. And certainly most people in the area might not know who to call, so they're just going to type in those keywords. So having your company, having your website up there, I mean, it is going to get your phone ringing and get you those phone calls. And like I said, one job more than offsets the cost of the service. So even if you're not struggling or starving for work, I mean, there's a reason that the nationwide chains, I mean, they advertise heavily, Nike, Pepsi, all that. I mean, we're not going to, you know, see them go out of business anytime soon or forget their name if they don't advertise, but it's always about putting your name out there, letting people know that you're in the area or reminding them that you're in the area that you can provide these services. So it's a smart move for any business, even if you're not hurting for work.
No, I completely understand that. Like I said, I just need a little bit of time, and if you guys could give me a call back, I'd really appreciate that. And then we'll
I sure can. Yeah, you said about three and a half hours. Now, I did want to, in the meantime, though, get an email out to you. I don't have one that includes roofing and construction. I got one for each of them. I might send you both, but obviously your website would be for all the services that you provide. I do want to get an example or two out to you so you can have an idea what we'll do with that free website. What's a good email address either for you or for your business?
It would be the number 1.
Okay.
Dot roofing and cons@gmail.com.
So the number 1 dot roofing, A-N-D, CONS.
Yep, the number one, then stop, roofing, and con.
You're and saying stop, the S-T-O-P.
Yep.
Okay, and that was at Gmail?
Yep, that was at Gmail.
So the number one, one stop, roofing, and then construction abbreviated, just stopping at the S, and that's at Gmail.
Yep.
All right. I'll get that email out to you, follow up with you in about three and a half hours.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you then. Thank you. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Yep, bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.